Yo, what's up, my fellow overthinkers? It's your girl Riley Hart here, back at it again with another dose of self-care RX, because let's be real, sometimes our brains are like a runaway hamster wheel and we need a freaking manual to start the chaos. Today, we're tackling the big one. How to manage that constant mental chatter. Ever felt like your thoughts are having a never-ending debate? You know, the kind where logic is arguing with anxiety and common sense takes a permanent vacation. Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to rule your life. We're gonna break down 5 seriously powerful self-care tips that can actually help you tame the overthinking beast. No BS, just real talk and actionable strategies, because I'm not here to give you empty promises. First up, mindfulness. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your internal monologue. Sounds impossible? It's easier than scrolling through TikTok for an hour straight, I promise. Just try taking a few deep breaths, focusing on the present moment, and noticing your thoughts without getting sucked into them. Think of it like watching clouds drift by, cool to observe, but don't let them control your whole sky. Next up, gratitude. You heard me right. Switching gears from negativity to appreciation is a game changer. It's not about pretending everything is rainbows and butterflies, it's about actively noticing the good stuff, even the small stuff. Like that perfect latte you just had, or your squad's epic TikTok dance routine. Seriously, write down 3 things you're grateful for each day. You'll be surprised how much a simple shift in perspective can impact your mood and reduce those pesky overthinking spirals. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Listen up, because this one is vital. We are way too hard on ourselves, constantly criticizing every little mistake like we're running for president of the Overthinker Club. Time to break that cycle. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend going through a rough patch. You deserve it, fam. Next on our self-care menu. Boundaries. We're talking about setting those limits in your relationships, work life, and even social media. Learn to say no without feeling guilty, prioritize what matters most, and protect your energy from the constant drain of negativity. You're not obligated to be everyone's therapist or solve all the world's problems. Focus on what you can control and let go of the rest. And finally, the power of movement. Hit that body grooving. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's a scientifically proven stress reliever and mood booster. Think of it as a reset button for your brain. Whether it's a quick hit session, a dance party in your room, or a scenic walk in the park, get those endorphins pumping and watch those anxious thoughts melt away. Okay, let's rewind for a sec. Remember that time you were stressing over an upcoming test? Or maybe that awkward encounter at a party? Yeah, we've all been there. Overthinking can take us down a rabbit hole of what-ifs and worst-case scenarios. But guess what? Most of the time, those worries never actually materialize. Our brains are wired to anticipate problems, but sometimes we need to remind ourselves that not every thought needs to be acted upon. Imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram, comparing yourself to everyone else's seemingly perfect lives. Damn. Overthinking strikes again. Suddenly, you're spiraling into a self-doubt vortex, questioning your own worth and achievements. Sound familiar? But here is the truth. Social media is a curated highlight reel, not reality. Don't let the digital world dictate your self-worth. Remember those gratitude exercises we talked about earlier? Shift your focus to the good stuff in your own life, celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Alright fam, let's wrap this up. Today's self-care RX. Mindfulness, gratitude, self-compassion, boundaries, and movement. Repeat after me. Overthinking is not my superpower. It's time to ditch the negativity and embrace the good stuff and reclaim your mental space. So go forth, conquer those thoughts, and remember, you're amazing just the way you are. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode with your friends who need a dose of real talk. And if you've got any self-care tips of your own, hit me up on DM. Let's keep that mental wellness game strong. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.